Blog Talk Radio.
I'm Cindy Sansom Braff, author of Grant Me a Higher Love and Why Good People Can't Leave Bad Relationships. I'm a woman on a mission, and that mission is to have you and everyone else have the best love life possible in this new millennium. But before that can happen, you're going to have to learn a few new tricks. Joining me tonight, as always, is my co-host and producer, Nicole. Nicole's a beautiful young woman, a writer, an artist, an entrepreneur, and a lesbian, not necessarily in that order, and she's here to share her love stories and her war stories with us. She's the voice that will make all of us women stop blaming everything on the opposite sex, since Nicole and those women are making some of the same kinds of mistakes in their relationships with each other. Well, hello, Nicole. How are you tonight?
Hello, Cindy, and how are you, love?
Everything's good. Everything's good here. I like that the days are getting a little longer.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
That just seems really nice. I said, oh, it's 6 o'clock. It's not dark yet. Wow.
You know? Yep.
It's amazing. So we got a lot of good responses from our clients and our listeners in the last week or two that they've been really enjoying the show. So I had to pass that on to you, Nicole.
Well, thank you, clients. You know, thank you, guys.
You need to hear that as well. And as you can see, we have a lot of listeners tonight, and that's always good. That always makes the show a little more fun. And so, Nicole, is there anything you would like to share with any of us tonight?
I don't think so.
Okay.
No, everything is copacetic. All is good. No complaints. I'm actually covered in paint right now because I'm working on a piece for my art installment in June. And,
yes, which we're going
and that's
to.
It. Yep. Yep. I'm just trying to get, I'm trying to set some healthy boundaries for myself with regard to my work schedule. So, you know, I've been, you know, starting a little later in the mornings. I've been, you know, cutting it off at a reasonable hour at night, and I'm trying to get some work done. So it's nice.
Good. And that's kind of what that was all about, you know, like it's amazing how when we have a deadline or things to do, we find the time, you know, we kind of say, well, this is a priority. Okay.
Yep.
And that's great. And we can't wait to see
your
artwork.
That's kind of where my wife went with everything, like, because my wife is the one that was kind of like the catalyst for this. And I was like, did you just do what I think you just did? Because her and my friend Tony are the ones that spoke to the guy, you know what I mean? They're like, oh, yeah, you know, and Tony's like, I have pieces of hers all over my houses, blah, 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 blah. And because the guy knows Tony and my friend Elaine, he was like, oh, he goes, well, I'll give you June then, you know, like with like nothing. You know, he just said, just send me some pictures of some of your work. So I did. And he loved what I sent him. And he's like, yes. He's like, I'll see you in June. So I said, okay. And I'm like, Lisa, I'm like, I don't have, you know, I'm like, I don't know that I want to sell some of the pieces that I have completed. I'm like, and I don't think that I have enough of what I'm willing to let go of. And she goes, well, I guess you better start to get cracking. And I'm like, but.
Yes.
And
yeah, well,
like,
that's
listen.
What happens.
She goes, now you have to do it.
And that's what happens to artists. They don't want to let go of what they create, you know?
So now I have no choice.
Wow. And we can't wait to see it. And of course, as it approaches, you will tell our clients in case they would like to stop into this restaurant in Long Beach where they could have a meal and see your artwork and maybe meet and mingle with us and all of that. So that
of
would
course.
Be wonderful. Okay. Because we could all use it. A meet and mingle. Well, we have a lot
Absolutely.
Of listeners, and if you want to speak to us, you have to press 1. Okay, otherwise
yes, please.
We have
Oh, my God, did you see the switchboard completely blew up? I just went back to that screen, and, like, our caller list has doubled since we started.
Yep, it certainly has, and, that's always good.
That's always
very
great.
Good. Very good news. Okay, so I guess we'll just go to the first caller. And hope
yep,
that they're
and
not
I will jump into the chat room.
That they're not insane because we never know,
oh, yeah.
you know, because we you know, we'll just hope that they are kind of good crazy. That's all we want.
Absolutely. Absolutely, mm-hmm. Our brand. And as always, I'm not going to screen the first one. I will be jumping into the chat room. And just a reminder to everybody that when I speak to you, especially when I pull you into the chat room because you're not really expecting somebody to suddenly start speaking directly to you, I will identify you by the last four digits of your phone number. And like I said, I do not screen the first one. If you want to speak to Cindy or I tonight, please don't forget to press the number one so that I get that lovely little alert. Now, the caller that has been waiting the longest has got the last four digits of 8769. And let's see who's waiting for us there. Hello, you're on the air. Hello?
Hi.
Oh,
hi. This is Cindy, and who are we speaking to?
My name is Marisa.
Hi, and you've been waiting a long time. You were on before me and Nicole, so we couldn't wait to hear what you might have to say or what you would need help with it. So just dig in and tell us why you called in tonight.
Yeah, I called in tonight because recently, especially the last couple of years, I've lost a lot of like family members, and I kind of wanted to know how they're doing, if they transition or what's on.
That's a good question. And you're a little bit psychic yourself. I don't know if you realize that. So I imagine you've been getting some signs yourself from the other side.
Yeah.
Some pretty clear ones. And you have a father figure. Who is that to you on the other side? I think he's one of your grandfathers, by the way. And, you know, I don't know if you knew him on Earth. Did you know this man?
No, I didn't. I didn't know my grandpa.
Okay, because this is on your dad's side. And, you know, he's the first one actually to come through just to say everybody gives you messages. Sometimes you're second-guessing them too much. Do you realize you second-guess a lot of the things, whether you think it's a message or not?
Yeah.
So we don't want any more second-guessing of it. Now, this man is claiming he was gone before you were born, your father's father?
Yeah.
Okay, because he's claiming to have picked your soul as a gift for your family. He actually says you're very easy to watch over. Okay, I don't know if you knew much about this man. Did your dad ever tell you about this man at all?
He didn't.
Okay, because he wasn't always the easiest man on earth, okay? But he likes watching over you because you don't do much wrong. Do you realize you're a good soul, that you don't do too much wrong?
Yeah, I've been told that.
Right, and, you know, so you're easy to watch over. Who's the most recent death? The one that's the most recent death is the one that keeps giving you the most signs, the very most recent death, which is probably maybe a year ago or so.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Have you been getting your signs from that person?
Yeah.
Pretty clear ones?
Yeah.
Okay, and who's the woman you miss the most? Because this is a woman that's speaking.
It would be my mom.
Right, because she's crying a lot, okay? Now, with your mom, have you been asking her for help at all? Because she wants to help you.
Yeah, I guess I've been trying to just still feel connected to her. I know that she's okay.
Right. She's actually gave me the rest in peace card. So that's probably the card that you would have wanted to know, that she is resting in peace. She would want to be here if she could be. I don't know if you know that about your mom. If she could be here and be vital, not be sick, she would want to be here. She's very, very, very loving of you. Is she like that on earth? Because she's very loving of you. And, you know, she happens to say you're a good girl. And, you know, you're still mourning for her a lot, and she, when you're sad, she's sad, so she prefers when you're happy, and, you know, she's allowed down on earth about 100 hours a month. Have you ever felt her near you? Because sometimes she just comes down to where you are. She'll watch TV. She tries to keep you company. Have you ever felt her near you?
Yeah. At times, I feel like I can't see anyone, but it's kind of like I feel like someone's there.
You couldn't miss your mom, by the way. Like, she's a pretty strong energy force.
Yeah. Definitely.
And And she was the one that made sure that you got through tonight, okay, because she just wanted to speak to you. She's very nice to me, by the way. She thanked me for, like, you know, hearing her. She's very polite. She has wonderful manners. Was she like that on Earth? Because she has wonderful manners.
And she was.
You know, very respectful, very kind to me. She also said something funny. She said to me, "You work very hard," like she said to me. "You should rest." Was she like that with you, wanting you to rest when you work hard?
Yeah, she would tell me to, like, relax sometimes if I overwhelm myself working, doing something.
Right, so she's just like that now. You know, just keep talking to her. You know, we're having Easter coming up soon, and she would want to be here for the holidays. Do you know that she loved Easter and holidays?
Yeah.
And, you know, it's hard for them when we start approaching the holiday season, because this is when they would want to be here the most. There's also another woman with your mom. Do you know who that is with her? Smiling at you. You know, that your mom knows very well. Do you know who that would be?
It's probably my grandma. She passed before me.
Your mother's mother, though. This is your mother's mother.
Yeah.
Yeah, and do you remember her at all? Because she likes you very much, too. They're both big fans of yours.
Yeah.
Because your grandma's clapping her hands, you know, like very, that's excited that, you know, she's coming through. Do you know who Rose was?
Rose, that's my cousin.
Okay, because they just said Rose. Do you know why they would say Rose to me? Both of them said at the same time, Rose.
Yeah, Rose is my grandma's name and also my cousin's name.
Right, because your grandma is very fluent in communication, because when someone can give their name, you don't really need me to talk to them, okay, just to let you know that. She's extremely fluent in communication. So talk to her. If you need her, she's always around. Do you see your cousin at all?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because when you're near your cousin, your mom and your grandma will be around as well. So, and we didn't get your name. What's your first name?
Marisa.
Marisa, yeah. I didn't, you know, I think you said it before, but I didn't quite get it. If you need anything, those are the two people I would advise you to start consulting with as much as possible, because they will always want to help you. You know, do you have any questions about your life that you need help with? Because your mom said she'd be more than willing to help with anything you need.
I guess just basically, like, right now I'm not quite working. I was kind of wondering, like, career-wise, what to expect.
Okay, and, yep, and, you know, I just got the card, and you're making good money, getting a better job. Your mom doesn't want you to just take a job to take a job. She would love you to love your job this time around. Would you like that, too?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, because I got the card where your mom and your grandma are down and you're visiting with you in your home. Okay, they're there. Do you want a different kind of job? Because the card that's here indicates that you might have to learn something new. Are you willing to learn something new?
Yeah.
Good, because you'll love this a lot better. Again, keep asking them for the help. And who is the person that died of cancer? Who is the one that had cancer?
My mom.
Right, because your mom is saying she did her best battle to be here. Do you know she tried to be here?
Yeah, she tried. She just, okay, at the end, won out.
Okay, and she didn't give up. She was getting messages from her mom on the other side that there was no hope anymore. There was nothing she could do. Okay, so it wasn't that she gave up. It was that, you know, it was her time to go. And your mom is starting to cry again because she just, sorry that her death has caused you so much pain. This has been a hard couple of years for you.
Yeah.
Not just COVID, just in general. But when is your birthday, the month and the day?
March 31st.
Oh, so you do have a birthday coming up. That's what I thought, because your mom was talking about When your birthday year starts, you have a very good five-year period opening called the Wheel of Fortune. So that's much March 31st. It's only, you know, a couple of weeks from now, you open up this, anything you want is yours. So this should be a better five-year period for you.
I hope so.
And, you know, how did you hear about our show? Did you just, like, Google around or did you?
No, actually, my friend, or my best friend, is Diana. I think she's called in a few times.
Oh, yes, we love Diana. And it's funny because your mom's been haunting you to call into the show. Okay, she's been the one wanting you to call in so that she could reassure you that she's okay. She likes to be in the kitchen sometimes, okay? Like she'll just be sitting in there with you. You know, pay a little attention. And when you, if you feel her, just acknowledge that she's there. Say, hi, Mom, or whatever. So, you know, she'll feel happier that you know she's near you. You were a very good daughter, by the way. Do you know that you were a good daughter?
I try to be a daughter. I would hope that, she's
proud of you. She's asking me to ask you, was she a good mother? I'm sure she was, but she wants to hear it from you.
Yeah, she was a great mom.
Good, she wants to hear it, you know. I think, you know, being a mother, you know, I understand what she says. We just want to hear it. You know, you're a great mom, you're a good mom, you know. And death ends a life, not a relationship. So you can continue to have one with her. And you'll probably get some very clear signs in the next day or two. So pay attention to what you might be hearing. Okay, and who's the younger man on the other side that died? There's a young man that wants to talk to you.
I'm not sure of a young man.
Okay, he's been gone maybe 10 years or more. He's not family at all. So it's not a direct link to you. He could have been a brother of a friend of yours, but he's not a direct link to you. But this young man has chosen to watch over you because he says you're not hard to watch over. That always gives me a heads up when I'm dealing with a good person, when someone chooses to watch over someone. So, you know, you have no shortage of people wanting to help you with your career, too. So your mom promises you will get a job shortly. Are you putting out a lot of resumes and things?
Yes, I am.
Okay, good. And, you know, it's getting a little discouraging, but she said they just don't want to give you just a job and then you'll take it and you won't love it. They want it, your mom wants to make sure you get a job you love, so be a little patient, okay, with the process.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I keep, you know, asking her to help me out. So I'm glad that she's there and she's listening. That means a lot.
Oh, yeah, and when you go on an interview, bring grandma and your mom to the interview, okay, because they will put a thought in the interviewer's head to hire you. So if you're doing a Zoom meeting, even to say, Mom, be there, put the thought in the interviewer's head. And later on, you'll be surprised when you get the job and the person says, I wasn't sure why I hired you. You weren't the most qualified, but this little voice kept telling me to hire you. So that will be your mom and your grandma saying, hire her.
So
thank you for calling in and sharing some of your story. And I really like your mom, by the way. She's very, very kind and loving from the other side. She's the kind of spirit I love to talk to on the other side because they're very kind, they're very loving to me, and makes my job easy. I mean, just because you die doesn't make you a saint. There are plenty of son of a bitches I talk to on the other side. They don't make my job easy, okay? Your mom made my job easy. You know, she was very pleasant to me. I had a few readings today where there was a few doozies cursing me out on the other side. They were not pleasant readings today. You know, so it's nice that you were what I needed today. Okay, it was a mom that's very loving from the other side.
Yeah, everyone loves her here. Like people are like, oh, your mom, once she passed, they were like, your mom's so great. She was very social. She loved helping people and. Yeah, so that means a lot to have, she was
and so
great
you can understand how she's my, like, help today for me. She's like my breath of fresh air in a day of readings where it was less than fresh air coming from the other side. So, you know, call in again and let us know when you get your job, please, because we'll all, you know, be so happy for you.
Oh, I will. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Okay, good luck to you. Bye.
Bye.
My, how sweet she was. Her mom is like the sweetest, like most lovey-dovey.
Aww.
I mean, she's like, you know, it's hard to explain to people who don't do what I do for a living, but when they come through, I could tell how much they love the particular person because they just push this energy of love through me, which is just like, whoa, it just clears all your chakras and makes you feel like, whoa, that was great, you know? It was kind of like a chakra orgasm or something, you know, cleans it all out, you know, whoo, that's good. But she is that kind of a person. Her mother is like really a nice, really nice, kind woman. And it's sad because I can imagine how sad she is not to have her mom, you know. So those of you who still have your moms, give them a big hug and maybe a call and a shout out, please. I was driving, I think it was in East Northport not too long ago, and it was like an automotive store. And across it was, have you called your mother recently?
Like, that's awesome.
You know, so
that's
I'm
so
going to
cool.
like deliver that. Have you called your mother recently? Have you told her you loved her? Have you thanked her for something? Because, you know, being a mother is a hard job, and sometimes to hear those words is always really, really nice. So that was a good call for now. Now, did you screen anybody? Because I don't see any writing here.
Oh, yes, I did. Next, we have Laura in Florida. And Laura had a private reading with you a couple of years ago, Cindy. She has not called into the show. And, you know, she just kind of wants to be general about her reading today. But the main thing that she's curious about is that her son and his girlfriend have recently broke up. And she is keeping her fingers crossed and praying and hoping that they get back together. And she just kind of wants to know what is in the cards for them. So here we go, out to Laura in sunny Florida. Laura, you're on the air.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Laura. I'm like a little upset to hear that, okay, you know, that they broke up because they...
Yeah,
you know,
actually, it'll be two years and almost 2 years, and he's got somebody else, but she's a fine girl, but I liked this when she was like family. And she still loves him. I talk to her once in a while. I don't tell my son, but I don't know.
And do you know why they broke up? Did they break up because he had someone else? Or
yeah, I think that's the reason.
If he was going to say he didn't have her before they broke up, that's not true. He knew her.
No, he
did.
Know,
I don't
yeah.
know if he was with her. I'm not saying he cheated, but the point was that he had, you know, fallen for this other person.
Right.
And... you know, the first, you know, woman, the one that you're talking about that he broke up with, they had a very, very strong soulmate connection.
Yeah, that's what she always says. Mm-hmm.
And it seems that, you know, he got a little scared
from
the relationship and, you know, kind of ran away from it. You know, the other, you know, woman looks okay, you know, looks okay.
Yeah.
She doesn't look like a bad person or anything.
No.
You know, but it also looks like, you know, he just got afraid of, you know, the level of soulmate love was there. Soulmate love brings up unhealed issues, and sometimes people just don't want to deal with those issues and kind of ran away from it. I don't think you can say too much to your son or he'll just, you know, kind of get stubborn and stay with and marry this other woman just because he doesn't want to hear what you have to say. I just hope she doesn't get pregnant, this one.
Yeah, that's my fear.
it's a realistic fear because imagine, let's just play the scenario that happened.
Mm-hmm.
Your son meets this girl, however he met her, and
she
knows he has someone else. And when he first met her, he's telling her he has a soulmate and he loves her. Like, he didn't say, I don't have a girlfriend or anything. And she systematically tried to get him lured over to her side, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But she knows that he had loved this, you know, his other soulmate.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way she can level this playing field, because they're not really, they don't look like soulmates to me here. They look more like a man limited to fit a plan. Like, not supposed to last forever.
Right.
And, but she might get herself pregnant because she knows your son would probably marry her or at least stay with her if she had a child. Like, if she can't be his soulmate, then maybe she could be the mother of his child, and that will make her stronger than the soulmate.
So you don't see the two of them getting back together.
Well, I'm hoping your son kind of wakes up a little bit, you know, from this.
Yeah.
Now, normally, a man or woman, if it a plan, lasts 3 to 6 months, tops a year before you start figuring it out. How long has he been with this new woman?
I think it's a year. Well,
okay.
Probably 2 years, because he started to see her before they broke up. They've been, you know, so I don't really know how long, actually, to tell you the truth.
I'm surprised it's lasted this long, actually.
Yeah,
okay.
Me too.
But sometimes we have to relive aspects of our parents' marriage. And for most people, that's not good news, okay? And,
right.
You know, I just think this the other woman, that his soulmate really, really does still love him, but
yeah.
The universe is going to bring her somebody else sooner than later, because waiting.
Yeah.
And at that point, it might be too late.
Yeah. That's.
You know, she's been keeping the door open. She's been watching him, so the universe has allowed that to stay open, but, you know, she has a biological clock ticking, too. She has a right
yes,
to be.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. So it's almost like if your son doesn't step up to the plate and come back to her soon, I think she'll be moved on.
Yeah.
And I know it's kind of sad. But
yeah.
Now, do you see your son and his new girlfriend a lot? Are they around?
I went out the other night to dinner with them. I only met her one other time. Not really. It's not like the other girl was like family. Yeah. So, I mean, she
right.
seems nice enough, but she's not her, you know?
Right. I mean, she's not a bad person per
no,
se.
No, no.
I mean, your son was a good catch, and she kind of
yeah.
wanted him.
Yeah.
And, you know, he works hard, he makes money, whatever. And, you know, I just don't see them ending anytime too soon, unfortunately. But it looks
yeah.
like, you know, I keep getting the cards, your son turned his back on his soulmate. You know, a lot of times people run away from a soulmate. You know, he has some commitment issues. He's committed to a woman he's not all that in love with right now.
Yeah,
you know?
That's true. He has commitment issues. Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I call him a commitment phobic. He committed to
yeah.
someone who doesn't love all that much, okay? And he's afraid to love someone that could die on him, who's the significant person that died on your son that he loves.
Someone died on
now, who's
a girl?
The one
that, or?
No, your son. Did he lose someone he loves very much to death?
Oh, his cousin, yeah.
Right, so that kicked in your son's fear of loving someone that could die on him. Okay, so, you know, if this woman dies, like, you know, after a while, he doesn't love her all that much. He can go on Match.com and replace her in a week.
Right.
If you lose a soulmate, that's a devastation.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm sorry that didn't work out, because, it, you know, with his truth, you know, with that soulmate. But, you know, don't tell your son you talked to her, because, and don't let the woman know you're not thrilled with her, because that she'll kind of move him away or something, you know.
Okay.
Like,
yeah.
Well, I'm sorry that it didn't work out with his soulmate. I mean, it's a pretty much, you know, your son hasn't even contacted his soulmate in a long time.
No, I actually talked to her the other day, and I asked, and she said no, he hasn't contacted
no.
her.
I don't see that he's contacted her.
No.
First of all, the woman he's with now, you know, because she, like, was a cheater with him, she watches every text, call, everything. She's pretty. She's pretty.
Yeah.
So when he wants to kind of text her and see how she is, he won't do it.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, I'm glad you called in. Let us
know
if anything
changed. Do you see anything from my brother who passed away in May? Do you?
Okay. And isn't that funny? Because does your son think about the death of his uncle at all?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, because that further kicked in your son's fear of loving somebody could die on him at this point.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And your brother seems to have made a very smooth transition.
Mm-hmm.
He did, you know, people talk about the death of our soulmates or death of our children, death of parents, but very rarely talk about the death of a sibling. It's an extremely painful death to lose a sibling.
Yes, it is.
Isn't it more than you thought it would be? Like, isn't it harder than you thought it would be?
Yes, I actually do think it's the hardest, probably. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. And it's something that until it happens to someone, they really don't comprehend the great loss. Your brother feels like at the end of his life, he kind of accomplished a lot of what he wanted to do. You know, he's a little apologetic about stuff. Do you know what that's all about?
Yeah.
Okay, he keeps saying he's sorry. Okay,
yeah.
Like, you know, he has a little woulda, coulda, shoulda done better,
yeah.
You know, from the other side. He hopes that he was a good brother to you. And
yes,
I
he
think
was.
That he, you know, the other people in his life he could have been better to. Do you know what he, better to? Do you know what he's talking about?
Yes, I think so.
Okay, and he said he's going to watch over your son and help guide him as well. And have you gotten any signs from your brother at all?
I think once after he passed away and I went back home, I think I did. But not
okay.
as much as, but maybe he's near his wife more is what I think, you know.
Yeah, I mean, he's got a little regrets about his marriage. Do you know what that's all about?
Yeah, I would think I would know what that's about, yeah.
Okay, and, you know, so he says he is more near his wife kind of
yeah.
right now.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's just the way it is. And, you know, he's saying, don't worry, I am around you as well. But
mm-hmm.
he's just also just processing kind of life on the other side.
Right.
Okay. Who's the person that drank too much?
I don't know. That could have been my mother.
Who's on the other side?
Yeah, it could have
okay,
been her.
Okay, because he's with your mother. Okay.
Okay.
He, you know, he said it funny. You know, the one who drank too much, and he started laughing. You know, like he didn't. He's not saying it meanly about your mom or anything.
Right.
He's just saying if I said it that way, you'd know who he's with.
Yeah.
And you know, do you miss your mom too?
I do. Our relationship was a little not that close, so I do, but not, you know.
Not the way you miss your brother, and she understands that, okay? Like,
yeah.
She's apologetic to you too. But your brother said she's actually, you know, she doesn't have a body now, so she's not an alcoholic. She doesn't drink too much. He said she's actually very pleasant on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Just to let you know, she's very pleasant. And, you know, if you need any help, you now have your brother watching over you.
Right.
You know,
mm-hmm.
and try to talk to him sometimes because he can hear you.
Okay. Yes, I have a lot of people on the other side now.
Yeah, I noticed.
Yeah.
There's no shortage of them. you know, it seems to be the older we get, the more this is.
Yeah, that's true.
But your brother is asking you to contact his wife sometimes, do you?
Oh, I do, yes. I absolutely do, yes.
He loves that, okay? Just,
yeah.
You know, if you want to feel close to your brother, talk to his wife because he'll be right there with both of you enjoying
right,
the conversation.
I talk to her quite often, actually, yes.
Oh, wonderful, because that makes him so happy. And he's telling me he was very handsome when he was young. Is this true?
Oh, my God, yeah. Oh, my God, yes. Extremely
I mean,
because
he told
handsome.
Me, you know, really, Cindy, I'm not bullshitting you. He just said to me, I really was handsome.
Yes, he's gorgeous, yes. Oh,
okay.
God,
I'm
that's something
just,
he should.
I'm just telling you what
funny.
He said to me.
Yeah.
He was like, no, I'm not just saying that, you know. But he said if he said it, it would make you laugh.
Yeah.
And make you know it's him, and
yeah.
He's also another very gracious soul on the other side, a real pleasure
yeah.
to talk to.
Yeah.
Your mother's
mm-hmm.
not sure she likes me because, you know, I brought up that she drank. She's not
oh.
sure she likes me, but
uh-huh.
you know, but your brother just
started
laughing.
And is my father there too? Is he with my father also?
Of course, your father. And your father is a little quiet because he feels bad, like maybe you're wondering why he couldn't have prevented your brother's death or kept him here, but he said it was close to your brother's due date to die and there wasn't much that they could do to stop it. If he could have, he would have stopped it. You know what I mean? And your brother said there's a lot of, he's been visiting with everybody up there. He's very good on the other side. He's funny. He goes, Cindy, tell them how good it is up here, okay? He's funny. He's on the radio. He wants everybody on the other, you know, listening. He said, if you're a good person, it's good. You see people you want to see. You have meaningful work to do. You come down to earth. He's actually relieved to get rid of his body. So I don't know if you understand that, but he said he's kind of relieved to get rid of it. You know, he feels free. And he also said he was a little scared to die, as we all might be. But he said the actual moment of it was quite beautiful to be meted and greeted by, you know, your mom, your dad, and a host of other people. I mean, and so he just wants you to know not to, you know, not to fear death. And, you know, that's a good message. He's, you know, he's just saying since he's got an audience that might want to hear what he has to say. Listen to music a little bit because he likes music. So play some music and, you know, he said with your son and his new girlfriend, walk on eggshells. Okay, just, that's what he just said. You know, he said, walk on eggshells because he's giving you some heads up. She could turn on you on a dime. Okay?
Yeah, I see. That's funny because I feel that too.
So if you were to ever say, like, well, his other girlfriend, I really liked her, like just that would make her turn on you. So just, you know.
Yeah, I wouldn't say anything. Yeah.
Keep it casual with her, he said.
Yeah, that's casual. What I'm doing.
Well, thank you for calling in today and sharing your brother
Cindy,
with us. Your handsome brother. I mean, it's always funny when they tell me what they look like, you know, like, and, you know, it's funny. He said he wasted his good looks. So I'm kind of laughing.
Because actually I used to tell him how awesome, how good looking he was. Yeah.
All right. And that's why he said he appreciates everything that, you know, how you built him up and he misses you a lot. Just know he misses you.
Thank you, Cindy.
And good luck to you and enjoy Florida.
Thank you, Cindy. You take care.
Okay. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Okay, so we have a lot of talking dead tonight. Okay.
That's
dead.
That's a really good name for a show.
A lot of talking dead tonight.
Talking dead. I like that.
That talking dead. And
talking dead.
You know,
I like it.
And we're having fun with her doll, though, by the way. He's really, like, he's really cute. He told me I would have fallen in love with him if I knew him on Earth, you know, and I'm just cracking up with him, you know. Sometimes
that's
they're just
so
funny from the other side. That's a good thing about talking to dead. They're usually very funny, okay? They have a supreme senses of humor, which is nice to know. So, if you know, people sometimes think they're... The other side is scary and all. No, it's not really.
Gloomy.
It's actually a lot less scary than this side of on this side of the planet. You know,
today's day and age, hell yeah.
For sure. Okay, so you screened someone else. So tell us all about this person.
All righty then. So basically, we've got Jennifer in New York, Cindy, and Jennifer called into our show probably about a year ago, a little less than a year ago, about June, July of last year. And at the time, you know, she was like in a job transition and things like that. Well, Jennifer is now starting her new job. So she wants to know if she's on the right path. And right now, her husband is also looking for work. So she'd like to know if he's going to have any luck finding his path. And they're both actually just getting over COVID. So she would also like to know if they're going to be okay, if they're going to see any residuals out of this, and what other good things can they have to look forward to. So here we go, out to Jennifer in New York. Hello, Jennifer.
Hi,
you're on the air.
Oh, Jennifer. So you guys had COVID. I'm not surprised you had a lot of stress this year. Like, it seems when people have COVID, they seem to be losing jobs. Something bad happens, and that seems to be, because I think we're all constantly exposed to it, and we're just fighting it constantly. But just when you just had too much stress, and that just weakened your system. But it looks like the two of you should do well. Your husband, he looks a little worse off than you. Is he a little worse off than you in terms of some residuals? But that'll go away too.
We've gotten tested for a lot of different things. You know, we got, like, the heart checked out. I actually had it the worst at it. Myself, him, and our six-year-old, Victoria, she had it also, but I had it the worst, and I ended up with COVID pneumonia that I just found out that I got over also. So it was tough and go for a long, long time. So there was times where I wasn't even sure if I was going to make it out of it. That's how bad I was feeling.
And your mom has passed, correct?
No.
Because there's a mother figure up there that wants to talk to you. Do you know who that is? It's probably one of your grandmothers.
It could be, yeah. It could be my mom's mom.
It's on your mom's side, because she said mom, and then she said mom, okay? So that's your mother's mother. She was with you through a lot of this. Like,
wow, okay.
Giving you strength, because, look, you were, sometimes when you're that sick, who the hell wants to be here? I mean, you're sick as can be. And she kept, you know, giving you strength to keep going on and helping you a lot, okay? And, you know, this has been a rough year for you. And, you know, with all the job changing and, you know, it's a lot. You know, you're an old soul. Your husband's an old soul. You worry about money, okay? You're like, how am I going to pay my bills?
Right.
Now, with your husband, did he have any of the joint pain or any of that?
Not so much, like headaches, brain fog, really. He doesn't have it anymore, but I was really the one that had a lot of the aches and pains, like more of the physical. His was more, I guess, like internal, mental-wise.
Isn't it funny how it affects each person so differently?
Yes, it is.
Each person so differently. You know, I'm so glad that you're feeling better. I mean, I just got my COVID shot vaccine yesterday, first one. I was on the fence about it, but I was like, no, look, I dodged this for a year, and I've seen at least 25 clients a week. You know, and finally I'm like, okay. And because more people are getting it lately, it seems like it's really, you know, in the last few months. This looks, you know, it looks good for you. In terms of your job, this looks like a nice job, actually, that you're getting.
Yeah.
You should be happy. Is there any, are you working from the home at all, or are you going to be in an office?
From what I've been told, I believe that it's remote to start, because everybody is kind of doing that. And, you know, when I interviewed with them, both the people that I interviewed with were working remotely, and they did say that because the work that I'm able to do, I am able to do remotely for right now until this pandemic gets more under control.
Yep. And so that looks good. And you're also able then to be there for your daughter too, which is nice, you know, to be in that.
Yeah.
Now, in terms of your husband, did he lose a job from COVID during this seat time?
No, he had actually started working at the post office, and then he got injured on the job. And he's not really looking to go back because, you know, it was I feel like that could have maybe made him a little more susceptible to the whole COVID thing. But he got injured. He had surgery in October, pretty extensive surgery, and he's looking for something else. And, you know, he's really been looking for a while now.
Right. You know, this is the job, you know, part of it is, again, the universe doesn't want to give him a job he's going to take and hate, okay? So be a little patient, because older souls, you know, if he didn't get hurt on that job, he probably would have stayed, although I don't think he was loving that job anyway too much.
No, he wasn't.
But he would have stayed with it, okay? He would have stayed. This is good cards on him. I got the King of Pentacles card, which is mean a nice job with good money. So does he know what he wants to do? Does he have any kind of a clue what he's looking for?
Not really specific. You know, he's just kind of looking into, because he's kind of been in a lot of different types of positions with, like, purchasing and sales and customer service. He's worked in the hotel industry. He's actually worked at an amusement park seasonally since 2000. So, you know, he's even looking into that to see if there's any type of full-time work doing something like that, like more maintenance type of work. But he's kind of open to really anything. He kind of makes it fun, whatever he chooses to do. He makes the most out of whatever he
but
gets
he wasn't,
involved
but the post
in.
Office was not fun no matter what he wanted to do.
No. I mean, he tried to look at it from like the positive. He was like, oh, you know, it's a lot of overtime. We can save for a house. But ultimately in the end, he wasn't thrilled with it because he didn't know his schedule. He never knew what the next week was going to bring. And, you know, also he started in the midst of this whole pandemic. So there was always that fear of exposure too. And it's kind of crazy that he ended up getting it while not working. And I think I actually got it from being exposed at work.
Yeah. And they said that people that stay home get, you know, catch it just as bad as, you know, other people. So, you know, but there's a lot of stress, and that's what brought it on. So, you know, a lot of change, a lot of stress, but your job looks very good. They look like they're going to like you. He will get something. It may take a few more months. So it's only because the universe would like to bring him something where he could stay in it for a while, like not something, you know, he kind of likes the devil. He knows. I don't want to keep giving him a job and then, you know, doesn't like it and he stays unhappy. Does he have a lawsuit at all going on with the post office or with a light disability?
It was workers' comp because he got hurt on the job. So I don't think there's going to be like any type of lawsuit or anything like that. That's not something he was.
He really did get hurt, you know. So
yes.
You know, it's for real. I mean, I just heard it's for real that he got hurt. And
he had a torn rotator cuff.
Oh. But this is a good job coming up here. There's, you know, some good changes here. Basically, the most important thing is the two of you have to rest. Like, don't push yourself that hard because, you know, your body has to still heal a little bit. You know, it takes a little while to get over it. And when did you guys actually contract COVID? How long ago?
I tested positive on January 8th, and he tested positive the next day. We both tested positive on a rapid at first. My daughter was a couple of weeks later because she was originally tested. She came back negative. Then she started to have the fevers a couple of weeks later, but she tested negative sooner than we did. We took longer.
Wow.
We actually just tested negative last week. So, and then we followed up with all of our other tests just to make sure that there was no scarring, residuals, any other potential problems to look for, you know, especially going into a new month and, you know, going into the springtime and me going into a new job. You know, I wanted to make sure that I was going in as healthy as I could possibly be given the circumstances.
No, it actually looks good. Okay. It looks good. And, you know, just, you know, go forward with your job. You know, tell your husband not to get discouraged, you know, that he can get something. And, you know, he needs to go back to work because he's kind of nervous. You know, he likes to work. It's not that he doesn't want to work. He likes to work. So that'll help him a lot. There's nothing bad in your cards. It actually looks, you know, it looks like as we get near the summer, a lot of what's going on in your life now, you'll all feel better and, you know, he'll have a job and you'll be settled in your job. So there's a lot of good things coming up. I mean, this has been like the whammy of a year for people, you know, it's just unbelievable. But COVID has a wake-up call. Did it make you know, kind of realize certain things, like what's important?
Yeah, because I had so much time to spend in quarantine, because I think we were actually more overly protective once COVID hit the house. You know, I think we over protected each other and ourselves, you know, with staying separated, even though we were long out of the 10 days of quarantine. You know, we stayed separated right up until we tested negative. So, you know, I had a lot of time to think to myself, and it made me realize, you know, the job that I'm leaving, I felt like I was being bullied by the people I was supervising, and it made me physically sick to get up and go into work every day. And I think it really lowered my immune system, and it being home with COVID made me realize that and think about it more.
Yes, and that's the whole point. When you're, you know, stress will make, you know, it's like with a common cold. It's always around it. And I very rarely ever get sick, but if someone gives me a really hard time, the next day I'll have a cold. Now, how could that happen? I'm never sick. Now someone gives me a hard time and they say I have a cold. We must be fighting something all the time, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And if the stress level gets too high, then we're reliable. Then we're really leave ourselves open to getting sick. So, you know, no more staying at jobs that are bullying and awful, don't you think? Get out of them before they make us sick. That's just a warning. If it could, you know, make you catch COVID when, you know, you've been fighting it for a long time and then all of a sudden you catch it, just shows like a bad job will make us very sick.
Yeah.
And, you know, we don't have to stay in jobs we don't like. And, you know, that's one of the wake-up calls. But, you know, your cards actually are very good here. You know, you just would like a little more stability now. You know, your husband back, you know, working, you with your new job. It looks like the people in this new job look like nicer people, you know.
Yeah, I got that from the very beginning interaction that I've just had with the two people that interviewed me. And, you know, even like the HR department, like they just seem overall nicer and like more like they know what they're doing because, you know.
And it looks like what I can see here is they're a company that if you do your job, they're more than happy. Okay. But, you know, the last job, it didn't matter whether you did your job, they were never happy. Okay.
Right. Yeah.
You know, you could never please them. They always wanted more. So this doesn't look like that. And it looks like the kind of job that you can do your job, go home and forget about it. Or, you know, you're home anyway if you work from home, but just forget about it when your day's over. You know, you don't have to think, oh, I hate this and I want, you know, where it plagues on your mind even when you're not working.
Right, right. And that's where I was at my current job. I felt like I was thinking about it 24/7 and it wasn't healthy for me. And I felt like I wasn't getting the support that I needed. You know, I was in a new position and felt like I wasn't really trained well for it, even though it was something that I pursued, but I still feel like the training and the support was lacking.
That seems to be a problem in America. A lot of my clients are saying they're not trained in their job. Now, if you're a younger soul, you don't care because you don't care if you do your job well, but old souls really hate that. They have to know what they're doing.
Right.
And if they don't feel like they're trained, it's stressful for them. They don't want to lie or bullshit like they're doing their job. They don't know what they're doing. You know, they have to feel like they know what they're doing. So, you know, and for our listeners, you don't have to be sick to leave a job. Like, you realize you got sick. We don't have to get sick so we don't have to go to work. You know, we don't have to get sick so we leave a relationship. Like, leave it before it makes you sick. And you can see there's a mind-body connection going on. You know that. You know, and it, because most of my clients that have caught COVID were going through something pretty stressful when they had it, you know, when they came down with it. So, so thank you for sharing your story with us. I'm glad your daughter, she's okay. She looks great. She looks like she's very resilient, you know.
She is. She's kind of an old soul herself, too. The other question that I have is, you know, my husband, he's actually listening because I told him that I've met with you before. I know I've called into the show before. I've emailed you before. The job that he really, really wants to pursue is he's worked at Adventureland since.
Oh, and you know, Mike, I've read the owners of that, the Adventureland, you know, like people at psychic parties. They're really great people. They're a nice family.
They are. Yeah, they really are. And that's the job that he's really trying to pursue. So I don't know if, like, maybe that might look like it's.
Yeah, has he? And first of all, they're supposed to be opening up. You know, remember they were closed for a lot of COVID.
Yeah.
Really, you know, it's funny when you said it, I was thinking it must be Adventureland. That looked great to me. Like, really. And I was just like, you know, you just know they're great people. You know, just have you put out a resume for them, like without even looking for a job?
Just contact
his website.
Yeah, and he's also been taught because he's become familiar with the owners just working for them seasonally for so long. So he's kind of waiting to hear back, and I know he was getting a little anxious because I think deep down that really is the job that he would like because he knows the job, he's done it, he's done seasonal, but there's full-time work there to do, like, other things, and I think that that's really the one where he would fare very well because of the experience that he already has.
Well, I could see that, you know, they like him and he should, you know, that job looks like it'll be his. I mean, they went through a hard time with COVID being closed a lot. You know, it wasn't easy for them either.
Right.
We're going to start opening up again the world. So these kinds of things are going to be great. And I remember just reading in Newsday that they're opening up, right, in this spring and summer. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
They really are super people. So I'll just, like, you know, since I know these people, I'll telepathically send them a message. Hire him. Hire him. And probably they'll call for a reading soon. So that if I keep telepathically contacting them, they'll call for a reading. I'll just, like, work that way in, you know. What's your husband's first name? So I'll write it down as a little note here. Because
Dave.
Okay. I'm going to write Dave down here, okay, because, you know, I would love to see him at Adventureland. It's a great job for him, too. So let's hope he gets his dream job. That'll be wonderful.
I hope so. Yeah, I hope so.
And thank God you guys are feeling better. That's, like, the good news, you know. That's such good news. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for sharing your story. And would you call in and let us – you have to call back and let us know when Dave gets his Adventureland job, okay? This sounds like a movie. Okay. Dave gets his Adventureland job, you know. Because we'll have to break open some champagne, you know.
Yeah.
And we'll all go ride a ride there, you know.
Yeah. And I just have one more question. Do you see my dad coming through? Because I feel like, you know, with everything with COVID, I feel like I've, in a way, almost lost connection with him.
Well, it's funny because your grandmother was the one mostly hovering around you. I'm not sure why, but she was like, you know what she just said
to me?
Why do you think I was hovering? She goes, if anything happened to Jennifer, if she died, my daughter would be heartbroken. So I was frantic to take care of Jennifer, okay? Like, she said I was frantic. Your father is crying a little bit because he would want to be here to help you. Like, in any way, he would have been there. You know, if you ask him for help.
Signs. And I know, like, when I've spoken to you in the past, you've told me that, like, he sends me, like, little things, like trying to get me more money, you know, because he felt bad about things that happened when right before he died. And, you know, I had a feeling that maybe he led me to the new job because it is a bump in pay, a very significant one. So I kind of looked at it that way as well. But, yeah, I've been thinking about him a lot. I've been, you know, obviously I was inside. I really wasn't, like, out in the world getting the signs that I normally do. But
yeah, that's true. Out in the world you can get a little more signs. And, he, you know, he's been around a lot. And he's been helping. He will help both of you and everybody. But he's claiming to have helped get you this job, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he heard your pleas that, please, God, give me, you know, some people that are not going to give me a hard time working because you don't need that. You're a hard worker, you know, and your dad was a very hard working man too. Do you remember that about him?
Yes.
You know, and you know, he's knows it's hard enough to work in a job, let alone have people giving you a hard time, you know, you don't ever need that. And he's always around. He wishes he were here for your daughter, by the way.
Yes.
You talk to your daughter about him?
Yes. And, you know, there's been times sometimes where she'll randomly pop out to me and say, you know, Mommy, I'm so sad that your daddy died. Like, I'll take her to his grave, as well as the rest of my family members and my husband's family members that have passed on. But sometimes she'll just randomly pop out with things like that. And it's kind of like it's a very humbling moment. It's like, wow, you know, maybe, you know, they've had some type of previous connection before, and, you know.
Oh, yeah. She would have, you know, of course, know who he is in spirit and all of that. So he's one of her main spirit guides, watches over her like crazy. So, you know, I would want your dad watching over me. He's very competent, you know. He's a very competent person. I'm glad you called in because there's a lot of messages of hope for a lot of people in what you're saying. Notice how you left a job that wasn't good and you got something better, like, and better pay. Like, that should give our, you know, listeners, if you're not in a job you love, take a risk, take a chance, try and get something you love. And I love the way your husband wants his dream job. Yep. Let's get his dream job. You know, and we need Adventureland. We need some fun, you know. Please,
yes.
Open up that fun. And, well, good luck to you. We're going to get knocked off the show in about 19 seconds, so I'm glad you're feeling better. Thank you for sharing your story with us today.
Thank you so much.
Okay, bye. And call in again.
Bye.
Let us know how you guys are doing. Bye. Now, isn't that nice? We would want him to get his dream job, right? Everybody should have their dream job.
Absolutely.
You know, and their passion. Well, we certainly had a lot of good callers tonight. And, you know, we love when they share their stories with us. And I'm so glad they got over COVID, you know. It's like.
Oh, absolutely.
It's the best news ever, you know. That in itself
yep.
is like, wow. Well, thank you. And everyone, thank you for listening. Thank you for calling in. I could see my daughter Shauna was listening. I tell her I love her. Alda was listening. I love her, too. We've got Karen and Dean and Debbie Tony and Andrew.
And
I feel like
so
proper bopper, stomper, boo. Remember, the,
yes,
I don't know if you know that show.
That. As soon as you said it, I was thinking that. It's like, and I see you.
Uh-huh, and that's what I'm saying, and I see them, okay? And thank you for being our loyal listeners, okay? I'm a little tongue-tied today. I've done a lot of readings. I'm a little, you know, it's like... You know, tongue is not working. Well, good night, everybody, and we'll all speak next week. Stay well, stay healthy, and wear your mask, please. Bye.
Yes, ma'am.